Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Rick Miller's with us. Dr. Richard Allen Miller. He's in Oregon, the Beaver State. J.C. Cole's with us. He's in the Garden State. I'm in the Show Me State. And I wanted to mention that the quality and supply of almost everything that I try to buy has degraded. For example, if you bought Aldi, A-L-D-I, pasta, spaghetti, dry pasta, 7 years ago, and you stored it cool and dry, out of the light, it's probably still good. If you bought Aldi pasta, the same thing, except new and improved, probably by a new manufacturing company for Aldi, and you still have it within the best used by date, it probably has bugs in it. What I'm trying to say is you can't count on anything or anyone anymore, period. You can only count on yourself. And that's what this broadcast is about. This broadcast is about we have to take it back. We have to do it ourselves or we might perish. So, JC, the question that I have for you is there something that we can do within the next couple of weeks to get this prototype moving, this prototype of the sustainable lifeboat, the sustainable farm? Because it literally took me, since 1989 to become somewhat knowledgeable in farming and to be somewhat successful in farming. I'm not saying that I'm completely successful, and I have been a total abject failure in getting the sustainable lifeboat concept working in the way I tried to do it, which was I tried to buy 1 square mile, divide it up into 2, 5, 10, 20 acre parcels, and provide that at $1,500 per acre to a bunch of people who would want to build a village and share their skills and work cooperatively with each other to be absolutely as sustainable as possible, electrically, with water, with food, with physical security, etc. Couldn't pull it off. Still can't. So even at $1,500, I couldn't pull it off. So what can we do in your mind with the prototype?
Well, we can do a lot, and let me just bring in that famous Edison line. You know, we just figured out one more way it didn't work. So we keep at it.
Right.
So yes, this is what, when I went over to Eastern Europe, one of the things I was totally unprepared for was literally all business started from zero. There wasn't anything really working. And the concepts that we had in our business school did not apply because they all applied to an existing system. I literally had to start from zero on almost everything. So the answer comes down to a very simple thing. How do you get the prototype funded? That's it. Right? That's the first part. So where do you get the money to fund the design of the prototype, where I can bring in like Scott Hunt and I can bring in Richard Allen Miller and I can bring in like Joel Salatin, you know, for all their expertise to design the different factions of it. And someplace out there, there's definitely a genius in hydroponics, which would answer your question, what to do. How do you run hydroponics without electricity? Right. And there is a way, by the way. You know, it has to do with gravity flow and a few other things. So once you get the prototype funded, one of our challenges is all of our business basically runs on rate of return on investment, the ROI. And that's the challenge we have with small farms. We'd have a lot more small farms if it was more profitable. Right? So this is a finance issue. How do you finance small farms? Because I imagine a lot of people who are listening to this would love a small farm, but it doesn't make money. It's not competitive. So how do you change that paradigm? How do you change the dynamics to make it a profitable entity? And there are a couple of ways to do it, but that gets into a little bit of a lengthy decision. Eventually it comes down to we have to get, if this is a national security issue, we have to get somebody in the government to change the dynamics. And we, by the way, we have a model of that. Most of us know that a very large amount of corn is used to create ethanol, which is, in my opinion, a terrible waste of both money and energy. But people are investing in it. So how is it that you have, you know, billions of dollars invested in corn ethanol? These guys are making a profit. Where's the profit coming from? The profit is coming from tax legislation. In other words, the United States, you know, citizens are subsidizing the entire corn ethanol industry. Well, if food is a national security issue, right, then if you create certain funding structures from the top to make small farms profitable or to be able to put in sustainable lifeboats. That's the answer.
Okay, well, you mentioned the government, and I can tell you for a fact that I met with a guy in my truck driving. I was the guy behind the wheel. I turned to this guy who was a former very high-ranking official in Missouri. And I turned to him and I said, what's with this ethanol? It makes absolutely no sense. It's kind of like taking a gallon, more than a gallon of energy, and creating a gallon of ethanol. It makes no sense. And he said, you don't understand the pressure. And I said, did you ever take a science class? And of course he didn't. And so I found out how it happened. Literally, it happened through bribes and threats. People were bribed at the government level, paid in order to pass this legislation and make it happen. And if they didn't accept the bribes, they were threatened. You know, pictures and exposure and that kind of thing. So that's how it happened.
Yeah, there's a metaphor in terms of farming in what I have decided to call storable and non-storable commodities. And a storable commodity is primarily what our Midwest is now based on, growing, you know, potatoes and corn and soybean and so on. These are commodities that can store for trade. Non-storable commodities have to be produced each year. And if you overproduce them, a lot of times a given state will set up a market order to prevent the overproduction of something so that the market remains stable. This is where Hamburg took over and tried to take over the world trade by working with surpluses and shortages. And if you can produce, and a typical example might be peppermint leaf. You know, how much peppermint do we use in toothpaste? How much do we use in herbal teas and other flavonoids to flavor things with peppermint? And if you overproduce that leaf that year, then the markets drop, and that's where German trade would take over the markets by selling them at shortages and surpluses where the prices would soar or drop below production costs. And to have storable and non-storable commodities, I felt that the small farm should always focus on the non-storable commodities. Agribusiness was oriented more toward the concept of storable commodities like corn and soybean, and that the small farm could use barter, where each region, and the United States, in my opinion, was broken into eight different regions, have a series of crops that are what we call Me Too crops. That means that that crop comes from the Midwest and that crop comes from the East Coast, like golden seal. And with that said, there were chemical analogs on the West Coast like that were similar to golden seal, which we don't grow here. What we grow is Oregon grapefruit. Has more berberine than hydrastine in it. But once you had identified your natural resources for a given region, you then had a barter system available that you could trade to a different region like the Midwest. The Midwest has things that are used in surgery, like mandrake. Mandrake, for example, is mandragoring, is a surgical drug that does not grow anywhere else in the United States except in the Midwest. And other kinds of things like that, where you have pharmacy, your herbal pharmacy, and where all your products came from natural resources. Now, I don't know how to manage this other than to say that whenever I need extra money, I just go in the woods and gather some moss. That's what I have here. And I can sell that simply and have a supplemental source of income because of the natural resources that my current neighborhood provides. And everything in the woods is marketable. Everything. From pine cones.
So here's a comment. So, J.C. Cole, I believe you're absolutely correct. Now, while you didn't say it exactly the way I'm going to say it, I believe I understood what you might have meant. So a young person, such as our son, who's in his late 20s, now he's a degreed farmer. That means he has gone to the university and he studied agriculture. And he actually has a sheepskin that says he is a degreed farmer. Okay, so a young person such as our son cannot, in my opinion, build and operate a financially viable farm. He can't afford to buy the land, the tractors, the implements, the fertilizer, the electricity, pay the taxes, comply with the government regulations, buy the tires, the fuels, etc., the seed. He would not be able to pull that off financially. Now, for food stability, food security, he would need to have some kind of financial assistance from the people who want to eat.
Well, there's sharecropping. That's an old term that was used. Sharecropping means that you have the combine and I have some crops that need to use your combine.
Yeah, but
I don't
what
have
I said,
to own the combine to share crop with you.
Yes, but no, what I said, Rick, was a young person can't pull it off. A young person can't pull it off. Let's come back to that. We're going to a break. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us and J.C. Cole.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Rick mentioned sharecropping. Now, that's working together. Now, the problem I see with sharecropping, I don't want you to think I'm throwing a wet blanket on this, but the problem with sharecropping is that you are almost completely dependent on others outside your family. The guy with that machine that you need.
Well, he's your neighbor.
The tractor. Yeah.
Like when I used to have a small 20-acre field of wheat, of alfalfa, and my neighbor would come over and he'd cut it for 30% of my crop.
Yeah. I understand that, and I'm sure our class gets that. The problem with that is that you are almost completely dependent on people outside your family, and their carelessness, their lack of knowledge.
Whoa, slow down.
Rick, let me finish, please. Can I finish, please? And then comment. So their carelessness.
Supposing it's an agribusiness that's cutting wheat, and you're growing psyllium. And the psyllium does not need to be cut during the period of wheat cutting, which means he's got these huge, big $90,000 combines that are sitting idle, not being used, that could be producing income cutting psyllium off-season from the wheat. And that was the relationship that I saw between agribusiness and the small farm. Basically, not being able to afford the elevator or the truck to take the crop to the elevator, but they were growing as a marketing cooperative, let's say, see, buckthorn. Oh, that's what they do up in Canada. And what they're doing is they use a combine off-season that isn't cutting grain at that time to do sea buckthorn. And, you know, it's a relationship in the community that's based on habitat. And each habitat is different, and the players are different. And some are going to work with you, and some are going to be, you know, a-holes. I don't know. What we have to do is relationship of our crop to what's going on in the neighborhood. And that Vancouver, British Columbia is pulling this off now wonderfully with Punjabi Indians that came in to feed Vancouver, BC, which, by the way, is four times larger than Seattle. It's huge. And yet all their food is being produced there locally now by Punjabi hand labor, basically through what we call farmers market. And Chattanooga is another metaphor that we set up similar, where Chattanooga's logo right is right here, right now. They produce, right now today, 20% of the food consumed in that city. Downtown Chattanooga is an old family farm that's turned into a farmer's market every day, and they have a stock exchange of surplus foods each week that are used by agribusiness then for canning and producing other crops where they're buying these ingredients or surpluses for use in formulas and making things up. It's a complex system that can be run on a single farm basis on into a small community. And it's basically the small community that I'm seeing now is going to be the way America goes, where there's a more decentralization of our food production.
Rick, I'm at ground zero of this particular issue, and sharecropping is working together. And as I was trying to mention before, the problem with that is you're almost completely dependent on people outside your family, their carelessness, their lack of knowledge, and their lack of meeting the commitments to you can sink your farm. And let me give you an example. So I know some farmers who have grass, and they need to have their hay cut, and they are unable to do the job themselves. It takes three of us to cut the hay on our farm. So what we do is we cut other people's hay, and we cut theirs first. We cut theirs first, we cut it, rake it, bale it first, and then we go to ours because we feel there's an obligation. But there's another neighbor who we don't cut his hay, and he is still waiting for the guy who promised to cut his hay, and this happens every year, year after year after year. So he's dependent as a sharecropper, and he can't get the hay cut because the guy is not dependable who cuts the hay. So the bottom line is it's extremely difficult. It's extremely difficult to be a sharecropper. We'll be.
Well, you're the one being the dependable person.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Senate Judiciary Committee voted to approve Judge Amy Barrett's Supreme Court nomination.
Mr. Grassley.
Aye.
Mr. Cornyn.
Aye.
Mr. Lee.
Aye.
Mr. Cruz.
Aye.
Mr. Sass.
Aye.
Mr. Hawley.
Aye.
Mr. Tillis.
Aye.
Ms. Ernst.
Aye.
Mr. Crapo.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Aye.
Mrs. Blackburn.
Aye.
Mrs. Feinstein. Mr. Leahy. Mr. Durbin. Mr. Whitehouse. Ms. Klobuchar. Mr. Coons. Mr. Blumenthal. Ms. Hirono. Mr. Booker. Ms. Harris. Mr. Chairman.
Aye.
Mr. Chairman, the votes are 12 yeas, 10 no votes.
USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Starman, the dummy riding a cherry red Tesla Roadster through space blaring David Bowie's Space Oddity, made his closest approach ever to Mars. Starman, last seen leaving Earth February 6, 2018, is quite beat up from space debris these days. It made its close approach with Mars within 0.05 astronomical units, or under 5 million miles of the red planet. SpaceX said in a tweet Wednesday, the Roadster was originally sent onto a path towards Mars orbit and was expected to crash into the red planet. Can you imagine the insurance claim should it hit a rover on Mars? NASCAR is in Texas Sunday. Brad Keselowski talks strategy.
You could argue that's good or bad. Probably depends on who you are. The tire that we ran last year seemed like it was more about how you get through traffic. The tire we run this year seems to be more about how the car handles and getting that balance right. Now we're going back to the tire, or pretty much the same tire we had last year, so it's more about how you get through traffic. So it's definitely a change that has different strengths and weaknesses for different teams. So I can't say that I have a great answer as to how that'll fall out for us. But it makes a huge difference for sure.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Good old days. There was a gentleman here, a farmer, and I was outside with him. Our son was there, and we were helping him with his truck and some problems. So we were repairing his truck. I was helping our son, who was doing the mechanic work. And this farmer said to our son, I need to borrow your dad's truck, and I'll be back in a little while. My son immediately turned to him and said, we don't lend out any of our equipment. Period. And the farmer friend was absolutely shocked when he heard that. And our son said, we don't lend tools. We don't lend tractors. We don't lend implements. We don't lend trucks. We don't lend cars. We don't lend out any of our equipment. However, I'll be glad to take you where you need to go. Now, the reason he said that is we have never found anyone who takes care of our equipment as well as we do. It always comes back dinged, dented, bashed, broken, okay, if it comes back. So we don't lend it out. So this cooperative thing is really a it's not like we haven't tried. We've tried since 1989 to make this kind of a thing work. It's extremely difficult because not everybody has the same level of education, concern, care, training, and interest and desire and stick-to-itiveness. So we have all different levels. And it doesn't really work as well as we would like it to work. We would love it to work. But it doesn't.
J.C. Cole. My dad has a saying. He taught me this. He said, I don't loan out my wife, my rifle, or my blah, 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 because I paid for all the miles on them.
Well, okay, so we're in the same camp.
And my dad, well, he had certain things that he just didn't loan because he paid for their full use. One was his wife, one was his rifle, and the other, you know, they had so many miles on them before they wore out, and he didn't loan those out.
If I may make a suggestion, one of the things here is, yes, the cooperative is a long-term solution, but we are in a food emergency. We don't have the time. And the issue with cooperative is one of the big issues is it cannot be quickly duplicated. You know, you might be able to get a few local places to work together like the Amish, but our paradigm is driven by finance. So the solution in today's world, until our paradigm changes, has to be financially balanced.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
Okay, let me make a quick comment about the Amish. Just an observation. We have a tire shop here at the farm, and we repair flat tires, and we change tires, and we balance tires. And if it weren't for the Amish, probably 99% of the flat tires that people get would go away. Why? Because the Amish don't get flat tires. Why? Because the Amish don't have pneumatic tires. They have solid rubber tires on their wagon wheels. They don't get flats. So they don't really care about throwing those horseshoe nails down on the road. They don't care about nails in their properties where the Englishmen, as they call them, go to pick them up and take them wherever they're going. They cause a lot of flats. I mean, that's just anecdotal. So I'm not trying to beat the Amish up. I'm just telling you that there are all kinds of careless people.
Well, there's no perfect. We're not on a perfect planet. So one of the things, though, by the way, we have a horse farm, and so we have to drag with a magnet because a nail in a horse's hoof is extremely expensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so literally any time I'm working on, wood with screws and nails, I have a magnet there that I have to drag to make sure I didn't drop anything. But that's a side issue. Let's get back to how do we solve this problem? And the problem's a financial problem. I mean, getting back to Vincent's son, we have trapped our youth in a debt crisis. And we have to solve it. It's across the board. How can you expect a young man with the skills to go into farming at the cost of what it costs, at the costs they presently are? And not only that, but you're looking for your farmer to be both a financier, a marketer, a farmer, a mechanic.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we're losing these skills, right? So what's a model that we can do that we can quickly change the paradigm on food production, locally controlled, and that it really comes down to what can we do to remove ourselves from the vulnerability of a supply chain break? That's it. And the only solution I've come up with is to create micro, let's say micro markets, and that's small, sustainable farms.
Right.
And you know, we know that our electricity can be turned off at any time. And at that point, I think the place to just look at is New York City and Long Island. Because when electricity gets turned off, you have 16 million people that have no supply. You know, you have a panicked area right there. Right, and they're on islands, which is even more interesting. You know, there's limited ways off those islands. So how do we solve that problem? And it really comes down to designing a couple of different models that are all quick to put up, and how do we finance it? And the financing really goes back to New York City and Washington, D.C. How do we do that? Yeah.
You know, I just saw an article where they're going to build some floodgates on the Holland Tunnel.
Mm.
Did you see that article yesterday? It's interesting.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, they're going to build floodgates for the Holland Tunnel because they're expecting it to flood.
Yeah.
So what you're saying, I believe, is that there's seven bridges to get in and out of New York. And there's millions of people. And if they all say, I think it's time to get off, it can't be done.
It cannot be done. No.
Correct.
Right.
And if let's see, I think it's 400 million tons of cargo comes into New York per year, and 90% by trucks. Right? So there's a great article out there, when the trucks stop running, all of the things that happen. So New York probably has about a week of food before.
Yeah, and EMP will stop a lot of the trucks cold because of their electronics. And imagine what would happen with an EMP spike on trucking.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that for just a second. Let's just divert for one second.
A quick thing. You're first second.
Okay. So it doesn't even have to be a truck that succumbs to an EMP. If just one out of, let's say, 50 cars succumbs, just one out of 50, doesn't even have to be any trucks, that car is in the road, and that car stops wherever that car was. So now you've got a traffic jam that's going to be days if one out of every 50 cars just stops. So it doesn't have to be the trucks. It can be as simple as a fan belt,
water pump. Well, you're going to do the poop from someone's toilet when an EMP happens on New York.
Well, that's why you want to be on the top floor.
Yeah.
That's why you want to be on the top floor.
It's crazy, and people aren't ready for this yet. They haven't thought it out.
Right. So it's as simple as this. You can start with a 5-gallon bucket, and you can get that for 99 cents if you go to the bakery department of the Chinese factory outlet and say, hey, can y'all save me some of those buckets? Get some of those buckets. They'll charge you 99 cents because that's the minimum price that anything goes out the door used bucket department at the at Walmart. And you can fill it with dirt, and you can get some seeds, and you can start experimenting right now. Right now. Put that darn thing in the window and start growing. That's what you can do. Tomatoes, peppers, etc. Right now. Now, that is the beginning of your victory garden. JC?
Yeah, so what I do is I write an article I used to write every week, but I got too long. And so every month or so, called American Gray Swans. And basically, I just identified the at least 13 ways our shipping system will collapse. And some of them are guaranteed to happen. For instance, an EMP from the sun. It's guaranteed to happen. We just don't know when, right? But we're totally unprotected for it. So when you see all of the vulnerabilities to our just-in-time delivery system, there's only one solution. Remove ourselves from it for a period of time that we can sustain ourselves until we rebuild if any of these events happen. And that's the only way to do that is to have food production that is that has the ability to go off the grid and last for a year near your population centers. And by the way, you can put, you know, modified farms into a lot of these buildings, like these shopping malls that are going bankrupt. You can turn those into hydroponic oases.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
And right now, we, you know, our problem is that we're almost addicted to electricity. And we haven't thought it out. I think the sewage, local, you know, city sewage is one of the examples. All sewage systems in the old days were built on gravity flow. And then all of a sudden, they hit let's say an elevation where they put in a pumping station. Well, now we have a problem. If you lose the electricity, the pumps stop and you get the sewage to back up. So anyway, we're addicted to electricity, and it's just a matter of money on how to build redundancy around that. And we get back to financing. How do we finance food security in our country? And in order to do that, we have to have somebody at the government recognize it as a national security issue.
Right.
And
that's
going to
be tough.
And for me, I always felt that if you taught your children, the 6-year-old, the 5-year-old, how to garden right out of the gate as part of their basic first steps in education, that the whole thing would be solved in one generation.
Well, I think there's bigger things behind this. You know, for instance, if you look at what Henry Kissinger had said, basically, if you control oil, you control nations. If you control food, you control the people. So, you know, why is it that 10 corporations control 90% of our processed food?
There it is.
You know, when we saw this COVID-19 issue, right, it wasn't the farmers who stopped growing, right? It was the funnel points in the supply chain of production. You know, it was the Tyson Foods that shut down. So why do we...
I'll be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So I've got about 5 or 6 minutes left of today's broadcast. And I wanted to mention that tomorrow, hour number one, Kathy, our domestic engineer, is going to be teaching us how to save money and things we need to do right away. Hour two will be tips from my unfinished, unpublished, unavailable for sale, unorganized book on things that I think you should do immediately. J.C. Cole, today's broadcast, if you were to sum up the takeaway, what would the takeaway be for today's broadcast?
We've identified we have a critical issue in our food production and our food delivery system, and that it's just it's a ticking time bomb. And when it breaks, we're going to have chaos. And we can fix this, but it takes the government to help us with this.
And Gray Storm said that if Vincent were to put another show together, just using J.C. Cole, myself, and maybe one or two others, that people would flock wanting to know how to start their own food production. If you did something like that, like you did before, only focused on not weapons, but how to grow food, I think that would be something that everybody. When you did that show with kids asking questions, that should have been immediately turned into a book. You're like a Linklater. What you're doing is really important. Really important.
Well, yeah, but I feel like I'm a pretty significant failure. Because I'll tell you
why. You're not. You're just a grumpy old man. That's all. Getting locked down.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about the grumpy part, but the rest of it's probably true.
I don't know, Vinny.
Rick, I'm up for that challenge. I'm up for that challenge that you just put out there worldwide. And I'd like to modify it in just one simple way and make it really easy and very affordable. Let's do it on the radio, okay? Let's do it on the radio. Now, I know it's a little harder to do show and tell because Vinny doesn't want to do video. So if we can describe it with words, without pictures, and assign homework, I am up for that, and I'd like to do that on the air. I would like to teach how to survive, how to grow food, and if you're up for it and JC's up for it, I'm up for it, and we'll put it on the calendar, and I will announce it. Is that something that you gentlemen?
He's my handler.
is it? Well, no, I'm up for it. I'm up for it. And we can do it every Thursday if you'd like. I mean, that's if you'd like to do that. I'm up for it. What would you like to do, gentlemen? Rick, you go first.
Well, I like working with JC. He's knowledgeable in areas like finance that I am not. He is aware of things I am not aware of and has helped guide me toward my own ends to the point where I'm now, in my humble way, semi-self-sufficient. Power? That's my bicycle over my pump.
Mm-hmm. So, just, are you up for it? Is that a yes?
I just pile my bicycle in and pull it out of the ground that way.
Is that a yes? No, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm up for it. I think it would be a very cool thing and could lead to a series of books for children.
Okay. JC, are you up for
game.
This?
I'm game.
So yes. We have agreed right now, as far as I can tell, that we have agreed starting next Thursday that we are going to do a broadcast about farming and how to successfully pull it off to become the master of your own lifeboat, at least right now. Is that right?
Well, at least a start point so that you have goals and direction.
Okay. The only thing that I would like to have is some bullet points so that we can stay on track. So you all have my, Rick, JC, you have my email address.
Yep.
If you'll just send me what you'd like to talk about. Nothing fancy, just a few words to keep us on track. We're up for 2 hours from now on until we decide or you guys decide that, you know, you don't want to do it anymore. We're going to teach farming, how to do it, how to get started right now. And I would like to add that I would like this to be without needing $1 million. Okay,
so
that's going to be a requirement because people are tapped out. Now it would be great if we could have the government write a grant and say to the government, okay, we need $5 million and we will show you how to do it. We will take 4 square miles and we will bring in people with talent and we will be the prototype and we will develop the books on how to do this. We could do that, Donald Trump, President Trump. We will do it. If you will give us the money, $5 million doesn't sound like a lot compared to, you know, bailing out Boeing and the airlines and everybody else you're giving money to. $5 million, we'll take 4 square miles and we'll make it happen. How about that? Maybe just 1 square mile. But we will teach the country how to become food sufficient, self-sufficient. That's a challenge for the government. So if you're listening and you're one of those government types, you can contact me, Instructor at USA Prepares, and we'll see if we can start a dialogue and make it happen for we the people. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, thank you so much for being here for today's broadcast and for advancing the class on farming. J.C. Cole, thank you for joining us and sharing your wealth of knowledge and advancing the self-sufficient farm. I'm looking forward to Thursday's broadcast, 2 hours at a time from now on, teaching farming. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life.